Enjoy the benefits of working at Scotts, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. bringing down the hammer on Houthi rebels in Yemen who've been attacking shipping in the region. U.S. Central Command says forces, including B-2 bombers flying all the way from the U.S., hit multiple underground weapons storage bunkers the Houthis have been using.
The airstrikes were aimed at weapons storage facilities, 5 sites in all, which the U.S. says were being used by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. For months, the Houthis have been targeting foreign ships in the Red Sea as retaliation for Israel's war against Hamas.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. The National Labor Relations Board says for the first time since then-President Ford was in office, petitions to form unions have gone up. Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue says workers have noticed unions winning wage and benefit increases. Union membership at roughly 10% in the United States, 20% decades ago. The Biden administration announced a new $425 million aid package for Ukraine. This is ABC News. At Washington, D.C.'s Cathedral of St. Matthew, a memorial service for Ethel Kennedy, widow of Robert Kennedy.
We saw how she picked up Bobby's cause and stamped her own mark on the country.
President Biden eulogizing Kennedy, talking about her support after his first wife and daughter were killed in a car crash.
She got me through a time I didn't want to stick around. I wanted no part of being in the Congress, in the Senate.
Sentencing set for December for Eng Wan Yi after her guilty plea to attempting to smuggle 29 eastern box turtles, a protected species, across a Vermont lake into Canada by kayak. She was busted just as she was about to get into the inflatable kayak. Border Patrol searched a duffel bag, finding 29 live turtles individually wrapped in socks. Investigators say the plan was to sell them. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scotts Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scotts Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Fall's done rolled in, and there's more pumpkins you can shake a stick at over at Chicken Ridge Farms. Y'all bring the whole kinfolk and pick yourself the best pumpkin in the patch. They've got games for the youngins, a corn maze to get you all twisted around, and plenty of good grub and drinks to keep you going. Chicken Ridge Farms is setting just 6 miles west of Richland Center at 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. And they'll be open here this weekend, Saturday from 10 to 7 and Sunday 10 to 5. Don't y'all be missing out on all the fall fun down at Chicken Ridge Farms. That's 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. Y'all come on out and join in.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Shohei Ohtani hit a 3-run home run to punctuate the Los Angeles Dodgers' 8-0 victory over the Mets in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series. It's also American League action going on today. The Yankees playing at Cleveland. That'll be at 8 minutes after 6. The Dodgers play at 8 minutes after 7 this evening in the National League playoffs. The Bucks get back to exhibition action tonight. Their final preseason tune-up, they will be at Dallas. In the WNBA playoffs, New York defeated Minnesota 80-77. And from the NHL, it was Pittsburgh 6-5 over Buffalo in overtime, Toronto 6, Los Angeles 2, Boston 5, Colorado 3, Anaheim 5-4 over Utah in overtime.
October is National Physical Therapy Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer a wide variety of physical therapy services within our community. Physical therapists help individuals recover from injury, address chronic pain, and restore functional mobility. Our physical therapists create custom treatment plans tailored to patient needs. Let our movement experts get you back to doing what you love. For more information on how physical therapy can benefit you, talk to your primary care provider today.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
For today, sunshine and a high of 65. South winds at 12 to 22. Tonight, clear and crisp, a low of 39. Sunny, breezy, and warmer, a high of 70. Friday night, clear and cool, a low of 40. Saturday, low 70s. And another great day, Sunday, 75. Right now in Richland Center, up one for the overnight low. It's still frosty. Today, you'll still need the ice scraper. It's 26 degrees in Richland Center. Good luck getting there today. Be careful and look out for the little animals today as well. FM 100.9 Country and Community with Corey Kent.
I've watched a California sunset burn from orange to gold. Bought a pawn shop six string, sold my soul to rock and roll. They say if you ain't busy living, then you're just dying slow. I wanna say I've done it all by the time it's time to go. Where and when and what'll be the death of me? Will heaven only know? If I be the highway, then if I be this song, this might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Let one go. Roll life's roller coasters, mountain highs and valley lows. Broke a 100 on two wheels, found revival on the road. The devil's always on my heels, but I keep him on his toes. And it might be the highway, and it might be these songs, it might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it, one day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be.
Oh, yes. Good morning on a Thursday morning. Thank you for tuning in. Phil Nee with you today. A regular Thursday feature. Chances to win a little bit later on today. We made it with a vibe today. Lots of frost to scrape off. And, you know, for some reason in my mind, I was thinking it was going to be upper 30s this morning or something. I don't know. It might have been a forecast I read yesterday, or maybe I dreamed that. I don't know. But nonetheless, just as cold this morning at my place and it was as it was yesterday morning, and pretty close to the same here at WRCO. 25 the low, right now 26 degrees. But it doesn't look like we're going to see the 20s for several days, maybe quite a while now, as we get a little deeper into the fall here in 2024. Getting into the fall sports season a little deeper with last high school football regular season games, last volleyball regular season matches tonight as well in the area. We'll have details In about a half hour, we'll check sports and that local sports schedule as well. Here's Tim McGraw on FM 100.9.
Pretty face and a lonely smile. I can tell it had been a while. Like a song on the radio dial. We fell in.
Home with the love you gave to me. Turn backseat bet. I pleaded with you, and instead of the usual, no, you said yes, you let go.
Keith Whitley on the radio today, Homecoming 63. It is 16 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here on this Thursday morning, and kind of a quiet time when the Brewers aren't playing, and Badger basketball's not playing yet, but they will be. The first exhibition Badger men's basketball game comes up on the 30th of October. So it won't be long. That season will be here as well. But the Badger football team taking on Northwestern this weekend on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. The Packers facing the Texans coming up on Sunday at noon right here on FM 100.9.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years, and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
This is it, the last call, the final 3 days. Brogan's Hardware in Boscobel will close the doors Saturday at 2 p.m. Don't wait. Hurry to Krogan's Hardware to save 80% Thursday and 90% Friday on all remaining lawn and garden, plumbing, electrical, housewares, rental items, and more. Saturday, $10 bag sale. Doors open at 8 a.m. The final reduction on all remaining large appliances. Krogan's Hardware in Boscobel is closing the doors for good on Saturday at 2 p.m. All sales final. See store for exclusions, cash or credit cards only.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
I got a souped-up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night, there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road. See how fast this thing will go. With that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood.
WRCO wants to thank our wonderful sponsors for supporting the Ithaca School Fair. A big shout out to Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Schultz Mortgage Team, Total Tech, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Kleppe Grain Service, Meyer Oil and LP, and Utter Brothers Creamery.
I ever heard of you.
'cause I believed in you from the beginning. I thought our love was true, but now it's all ending. Oh, baby, oh, what a crying shame. Let it all slip away. Darling, yesterday. Oh, baby, my life would be so blue. My heart would break in two. Oh, what a crying
The Mavericks, a song that describes my bank account there. Yes. Oh, what a crying shame. Anyway, let's see. Going on this weekend, we want to remind you, Smiles for a Child will be hosting the Brat Barn at Oakwood Fruit Farm Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 2 both days. And it's a big weekend for harvest dinners, and a Lord's Acre dinner and sale will be held at Willow Valley United Methodist Church on Saturday. The Free Will Dinner will begin serving at 4:30. A silent auction will be running during the time of the dinner, and the live auction begins at 7 o'clock at Willow Valley Church in Ithaca, coming up, and that is on Saturday night.
My name is Arlene Meyer. I am with Senior Voters for CARE, Wisconsin. I have farmed, driven a school bus, served on the county board, and raised 4 sons. Now, I am a resident at Pinecrest, the nursing home owned by Lincoln County. I believe in free and fair elections. It is the right of every American to vote, and I encourage everyone to exercise it. This November 5th, I'm casting my vote for Senator Tammy Baldwin. Living in a nursing home, I understand the skill, the commitment, and the compassion that is required to provide high-quality care. Senator Baldwin understands this too. That's why she's working to raise wages for care workers across the state, including in small towns like mine. Vote for Senator Tammy Baldwin on November 5th.
Paid for by Movement Strategy Center Action Fund, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. MSCActionFund.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This is it, the last call, the final 3 days. Brogan's Hardware in Boscobel will close the doors Saturday at 2 p.m. Don't wait. Hurry to Brogan's Hardware to save 80% Thursday and 90% Friday on all remaining lawn and garden, plumbing, electrical, housewares, rental items, and more. Saturday, $10 bag sale. Doors open at 8 a.m. The final reduction on all remaining large appliances. Brogan's Hardware in Boscobel is closing the doors for good on Saturday at 2 p.m. All sales final. See store for exclusions, cash or credit cards only.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time at 6:30 is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Sunny and rather breezy today, a high of 65, south winds at 12 to 22 miles per hour, and clear and crisp tonight, 39 for a low. It's been clear overnight. In fact, still a good possibility you can see the moon pretty well. 25 was the low, or at 27 degrees.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court and Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee. Wisconsin voters wishing to use ballot drop boxes will have fewer opportunities than in the past. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says available data indicates there are at least 78 drop boxes in use in at least 48 communities across Wisconsin. Local clerks are not required to notify WEC if they plan to use the boxes. In 2020, there were approximately 500 drop boxes in use for the presidential election, and for the many years prior to the 2020 election, there were many additional drop boxes in use as well. In 2022, the Wisconsin Supreme Court's conservative majority struck down their use. The court's liberal majority reversed that decision earlier this year. Madison and Milwaukee have 14 drop boxes apiece. Racine has 7. All three cities are Democratic strongholds. Most municipalities that report having drop boxes have just one, usually located near City Hall. Absentee voting in Wisconsin begins next Tuesday. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Wisconsin today for a trio of campaign appearances. The Democratic presidential candidate will be in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay in her sixth trip to Wisconsin since she became the party's nominee this summer. Her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, was in Wisconsin earlier this week after a possible visit here and there. Republican nominee Donald Trump has no event scheduled for Wisconsin. He's making appearances in other battleground states this week. Also in the news, a request to investigate possible intimidation of young voters in Wisconsin.
The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin and the group Free Speech for People sent U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland and Wisconsin AG Josh Call a letter this week requesting an investigation into whether anonymous text messages sent to college students amount to a form of voter intimidation. The groups cite texts to thousands of young people warning that violating state elections law could mean fines of up to $10,000 or 3.5 years in prison. Wisconsin allows college students from other states to choose whether to vote here or in their home state. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Two people were injured in a head-on crash earlier this week. Monday afternoon at 3:45, the Richland County Dispatch received a report of the crash at the intersection of U.S. Highway 14 and J Lane. The initial investigation revealed that Kai Wong, 56, of Lake Forest, Illinois, was traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 14 when he crossed over the center line into the eastbound lane. Sabrina Ryder, 46, of Richland Center, was driving eastbound and spotted Wong's vehicle in her lane. Unfortunately, both drivers were unable to avoid the impending collision and crashed head-on. Sabrina Ryder required extrication from her vehicle by the Lone Rock Fire Department before being transported to Richland Hospital by Lone Rock EMS. Due to the severity of her injuries, she was later airlifted to UW Hospital via UW MedFlight for further treatment. Kai Wong was also transported to Richland Hospital for his injuries by Richland County Ambulance. The city of Green Bay is not exactly leaping to extend the Packers' Lambeau Field lease, so the team is asking the Green Bay Professional Football Stadium District to step in. On Wednesday, the team released letters it sent both to Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich and to the Stadium District Board. The Packers' lease for Lambeau Field with Green Bay and the Stadium District ends in 2032. There are options to extend it 10 additional years, but the Packers recently tried extending it by 30 years until 2063. free. The team says Gendrich has not met with his officials since January and that Gendrich requested that any further discussions be preceded by a meeting with Packers President CEO Mark Murphy. The Packers say the two met in May, but Gendrich canceled a follow-up meeting in September and has not rescheduled. Farmers who are impacted by Hurricane Helene are getting help from Wisconsin farmers by delivering hay for their animals in North Carolina and Tennessee. A Merrill farmer, Hans Breitmoser, sent 54 large bales of hay to North Carolina. He says it was important for him to give back to those who need it most. This initiative was started by Innovations Fremark, a widow supplier in Merrill. And so far, 10 trucks from across the country have delivered hay to states impacted by the hurricanes. They say they've gathered 14,000 large round bales, 450 large square bales, and 4,000 small bales of hay through donations. They are currently looking for more drivers to take more hay down to impacted states. Andrew Levitt became the 11th chancellor for UW-Oshkosh when he took over in 2014, and he will continue as a faculty member and professor of chemistry. Levitt says he always believed a 10-year term would be sufficient, and serving longer deprives UW-Oshkosh of the fresh vision it deserves. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says he is grateful for Levitt's service to UW-Oshkosh, its campus community, and the entire state. Levitt is now the third chancellor in the UW system to announce their departure this year. Levitt's resignation goes into effect June 30th of next year. And a reminder, the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Grace annual meeting will be held tonight at 6 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. All teams are encouraged to attend to receive plaques and plates. Research checks will also be handed out at tonight's event. The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own, but don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067. Sunny and rather breezy today, a high of 65. South winds at 12 to 22. Clear and crisp tonight and a low of 39. Sunny, breezy, and warmer Friday and a high of 70. And then an awesome weekend for October, 72 Saturday and 75 on Sunday. We've been as low as 25. Right now, north to northwest winds are at 2 miles per hour, and it is 27 degrees.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at TrumpTax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look at the local schedule coming up as well. Details on the upcoming weekend for the Badger football team. And also as the Packers prepare to take on the Houston Texans.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
On the local and area schedule tonight, high school volleyball will be on hand at Ithaca as the Bulldogs try to cap off a season in which they finish all alone in first place. Seneca is a match back, so the Bulldogs guaranteed at least a share with a win earlier this week. Ithaca hosts Waseca Steuben, and that'll be around a 7:15 start time tonight. Seneca will be at Lafarge Youth Initiative and DeSoto at Kickapoo in the Ridge and Valley Conference. Weston is playing at North Crawford as teams wrap up the last day of the regular season. Mineral Point will be at Iowa Grant in the SWAL and Boscobel at Fenimore. Riverdale travels to Southwestern this evening and Darlington at Cuba City. Richland Center plays its final regular season match with a home matchup against Prairie du Chien. And the Hornets trying to stay in first place, tied with Platteville with the same record. Platteville will be at River Valley this evening in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. Also from the area tonight, Dodgeville plays at Lancaster and Reedsburg at Madison Memorial. The Northwestern Wildcats are coming off their best game of the season when they travel to Wisconsin this weekend. They obliterated the Maryland team 37-10 last time out. The visitors to Camp Randall Stadium say winning the turnover battle is the key to winning the Big Ten Conference game. Successful at running the ball earlier in the season, the Wildcats hope to exploit a Badger defense that has struggled when defending the ground game. In football news, it's the new weekend of the NFL tonight. Denver plays at New Orleans. And in Packer news, Houston Texans head coach DeMeco Ryans says his team will be facing the best quarterback it has seen this season in Jordan Love. The Texans have become an NFL power in less than a season and a half. Houston's defense has made life miserable for several opposing quarterbacks, including MVP candidate Josh Allen. Despite missing two games, Love is second in the league with a dozen touchdown passes. On the other hand, he's also second in passes intercepted with a total of six. Sunday kickoff at Lambeau Field will be at noon. Hear the action on WRCO FM 100.9. Shohei Ohtani hit a three-run home run to punctuate the Los Angeles Dodgers' 8-0 victory over the Mets in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series. Kike Hernandez hit a two-run shot to make it 4-0 in the sixth inning and waved to the Citi Field crowd he had quieted. Los Angeles rebounded from a loss at home and grabbed a 2-1 lead in the best-of-seven series by pitching its fourth shutout in the past five playoff games. Ohtani connected in the eighth inning, a 410-foot drive that soared into the second deck in right field. Max Muncy went deep in the ninth for his 13th career postseason home run. Two Brewers prospects are looking at the possibility of moving up and getting some playing time. Top prospect Brock Wilken is one of the Brewers playing, competing in the Arizona Complex League. Wilken is still trying to bounce back from taking a fastball to the ribs last May. Although he's ranked Milwaukee's eighth best minor leaguer, he hit just 199 in Double-A last season with 17 home runs. The Brewers hope to develop Wilken's plus power for the big league lineup as soon as possible. The Bucks have signed former Marquette standout Henry Ellenson to an Exhibit 10-day contract. If he performs well, that agreement could be converted to a two-day deal, which would also let him land with the G League Wisconsin Herd. The 27-year-old Ellenson has played 83 NBA games with four teams and has been playing overseas since 2021. The Athletic initially reported that signing. The Bucks preparing for their final preseason game of the season. They are in Dallas tonight. And Buck Bobby Portis had comments this week about the offseason.
It's been fun, man, especially just this preseason. We've been practicing a lot more than we probably ever have, and we've been getting better as well. So I like our chances this year.
That's a look at sports. I'm Phil Nee. You're only as old as you feel. May be a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget.
Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
It's all part of a little bitty scheme.
It's all right to be a little bitty,
a little hometown or a big old city.
Might as well share, might as well smile.
Life goes on for a little bitty while.
It's all right to be a little bitty,
a little hometown or a big old city.
Might as well share, might as well smile.
Life goes on for a little bitty while.
Alan Jackson on WRCO, he has a birthday today, 66 years old. What is your favorite Alan Jackson song? Man, it's hard to pick one. He's had so many through the years and continues to release some music here and there, getting into some final tour dates, I think, at least for the time being. But right now, WRCO, we're at 27, a little bit warmer. Gradually, I can feel
new
it.
Truck, big lift, old roads, we've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed, wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean, put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck that wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no brakes, I'll tell, no gate. Ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said,
Where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck that wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck that wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Hi, let me tell you a story about a 10-year-old boy growing up in a small town. His parents were divorced, and the boy lived with his mom, who worked hard to provide. Each day, the boy walked home from school, dropped his books off, then headed next door to help his neighbor in the garden. There, the boy listened as his neighbor told tales of honor and bravery in World War II. It was in that garden where the boy's dreams took root. Dreams of serving his country and farming the land. I'm Tony Kurtz, and that boy was me. I went on to serve 20 years in the U.S. Army and establish my own farm. Today, I'm honored to represent my neighbors in the legislature. I want everyone to be able to pursue the American dream, but I know that dreams don't start in a big building with marble columns. They start in our neighborhoods. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in roads, schools, and hospitals while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. On November 5th, I ask for your vote so that we can achieve even more.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
100.9 WRCO. I wish I would have met you anywhere but where I did. Some old high rise town that I wanted. we would roll around some old cab and chase them city lights. Hit bars, I don't lie. We were listening to One More Silver Dollar, hanging out by Silver Rattle. Girl, your memory starts to float. Baby, why'd I ever take the bait and take the places that I love to go? Hell, I never know. I even took you to my hometown to meet my mama. Now I'm gonna see you every time I see that welcome sign. Wish I would've known about that. You'd be good and gone when you leave us in a cloud of dust. My silver rattle down them roads we used to ride. Wish I would've known it by now. You'd be good and gone and you'd leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see?
WRCO and everything I love. 27 frosty degrees in Richland Center. You can put your flakes out today and get them frosted, that's for sure.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. Dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea. And is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying. Before I dry the tears she's crying, before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun. At Galveston, at Galveston.